I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Days of torrential rains are responsible for 29 deaths and forced more than 300,000 people from their homes in the worst flooding in Indonesia in 5 years. It's also caused problems for ministry in the region. AMG International's Paul Jenks describes the situation.
75% of Jakarta is flooded. Most of the work that we do with children in Jakarta are the poorest of the poor, so they live along drainage canals and are very, very susceptible to flooding.
AMG fears their childcare centers are underwater. Next, the world's deaf population is less reached with the gospel than their hearing counterparts. That's why Greater Europe Missions' Terry Chapman's taking Dutch Sign Language interpreter training after serving in that capacity in the United States for 23 years. Chapman says already God has orchestrated opportunities
to share with classmates, with people around me in the school. One of the incredible things he's done is he put me in a student group. Five of us are strong biblical believers that are interested in reaching out.
Pray she'll be able to develop a rare deaf evangelistic program in the Netherlands. And a worldwide Christian school partner was in desperate need of a new roof in Catacamas, Honduras. Three hands mission teams working under the WCS umbrella have been working since mid-January to rebuild the old clay wooden roof. They're working to have the Light and Truth Christian School reopened by February 12th. By doing so, they're enabling the teaching staff to continue to minister to children in the community through a Christian education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.